Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadim Klal Lamed Aleph Siman Yud Beis. So the Chayyadim deals with the situation where a person walks in onto the tzibur, he joins the tzibur when they are responding to Kedusha or to Kaddish, but he did not hear the Hazmana of the Chazan. He did not hear the first paragraph of the Kaddish. He did not hear the Nekadesh of the Chazan. He didn't hear the Baruch Hu. He just hears the tzibur saying Baruch Hashem Hamivarach L'Olam Bo'ed. He did not hear the Hazmana. He just heard the tzibur responding. So what should he do? So Baal Beis HaKnesses, a person just walks into the shul, or alternatively, Shesayim Tfilosei, he was in the shul, but he was davening, and he was not focusing on what the Chazan was saying. He was focusing on his davening. Meanwhile, he finished davening. Vatzibur Oinen Amen Yeheshmer Rabba. The tzibur is just about the is saying the words Amen Yisheir Abba. So he missed the first paragraph. Well, the tzibur is saying Kadosh Kadosh Kadosh. So he missed the first the introductory paragraph of the Kadesh. So Kol Zman Shelo Yisimu, as long as the tzibur has not finished saying Yeheshmer Abba, which means not just an individual here or there, but the rabbi of the tzibur is still responding. So a person can join in and say Yehi Shmir Rabba. A person can join in and say Kadosh Kadosh, even though he did not hear the hazmana, the invitation that the chazan invites the tzibur to say it. He's saying with the tzibur, he can say it as well. But rak lo yirmer teves amen ki also lermer amen. Rak take of achash asim a bracha oyah kadosh. Amen has to be said immediately after the what you're responding to. Vimru amen, amen. Person can't pause, so he walks in and there's no amen. He can't say amen because he didn't hear the first paragraph, so he can't say amen. So it has to be immediately afterwards. So what should he do? El yaskul yeheshmei rabu. The person would walk in and find the tzibur saying Yeheshmer Abba. He would say Yeheshmer Abba together with the tzibur. He would not answer Amen. That's what the Chayyadim says. Mishabura does give an option, a person saying Amen together with the tzibur. If he walks in as we're saying Amen, he can say Amen as well, as long as he knows what he's responding to, because it's important to understand that the word Amen, the person is claiming, and we mentioned this way back when we discussed the halachos of Amen. Amen is I'm saying this statement is true. And as an insult to Hashem, I say the statement is true. I have no idea what, but whatever it is, it's true. And that's like a game almost. The person has to be saying this seriously. I believe that it's true. What the person should be thinking in his head, I believe that it's true. And I am davening that the Baruch Hashem's name should be increased and expanded in the world, etc. So that's what Amen means. So Mishabura says if a person hears the paragraphs, he's able to answer Amen very easily. He heard the paragraph, he's thinking what it says, hopefully. He spoke about the fact you're not allowed to daven during that paragraph, so he's listening to the chazan, he's hearing the words, and he says Amen. Yes, it should be true. But if a person didn't hear the whole first paragraph, it's hard to focus on what that Amen means. But if a person's able to do it, so Shabbat does allow a person in that situation to say Amen, not just a Heshmer Rabba. And the person, now if the same thing by Baruch Hu, a person walks in and the tzibur is saying Baruch Hu, a person cannot respond Baruch Hashem Baruch Hu together with the tzibur. If he walks in and the tzibur finished saying already and he hears the chazan saying it, so then he cannot say it with the chazan. And what he does is he, Mishabur says, by the case of Baruch Hu, the shemei, or the person who walked in late, and here is the tzibur is finished already in the chazan, is now repeating Baruch Hashem Baruch Hu, he should answer Amen to the words of the chazan. And that way he will get the credit as if he said that tefillah, but he cannot say that tefillah because he did not hear the hazmana. He did not hear the tzibur responding. He cannot sort of walk in and just join the tzibur responding because the tzibur is no longer responding. And even if there's a yachid here and there who's still responding, that doesn't count. It has to be that the majority of the tzibur is still responding for the person to join in and respond to that circumstance. That's relevant for the Baruch Hashem Baruch Hu. What is relevant for Kadosh as well, that a person cannot join unless he actually either heard the Hazmana, or lacking hearing the Hazmana, he hears the Zebra saying it and he's saying it together with the Zebra. So he's not considered that he's saying it afterwards. But if the majority of the Zebra is completed saying Kadosh, 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 He walks in right there, and he cannot say Kaddish Kaddish because he's not saying it together with the tzibur, and he has to say it together with a tzibur of at least 10 people responding to Kaddish in that situation. So that's relevant for in all of these halachas that the person has to be joining into the majority of the tzibur. Otherwise, as far as we're concerned, it's like he's saying this sentence which is not connected to anything, which is inappropriate to do. Have a good day. And Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow, after Shabbos, we will start Klal Aleph. Cult of